The Frog Prince. Once upon a time, there was a young princess living in a big castle with her family. She liked playing games and walking in the garden. Her favorite toy was her golden ball. She always carried it with her. She threw the ball up in the air and then caught it. That was how she always played with it. On a nice spring day, the princess was in the garden. The sun was shining, the birds were chirping, and the princess was playing with her ball as always. She was joyful. When the princess threw her ball up one more time that day, she couldn't catch it. The ball bounced away and rolled down a hill. The princess ran after it, but it fell into a pond. The princess looked into the water, but it was very deep. She couldn't see the bottom of the pond. She sat by the pond and started to cry hopelessly.
"I haven't got a ball now," she said. "My favorite toy is in the pond."
She was very sad. Then she heard a voice.
"What is the problem, princess?"
The princess looked around and saw a frog.
"Why are you weeping so bitterly?"
asked the frog.
"My golden ball is in the pond," answered the princess. "Can you bring it to me? I can give you clothes and jewels."
The frog said,
"I don't want your clothes and jewels. I want you to love me. Let me live with you and sleep on your bed. Then I will get your ball back."
The princess thought,
"What a silly frog. He can never get out of the pond to visit me, but he can get my ball back."
She looked at the frog and said,
"Okay, bring my ball back. I will do all you ask for."
The frog dived deep under the water. After a short time, he came back to the surface. He had the golden ball in his mouth. He threw the ball on the ground. The princess was very happy to get her ball back. She ran to pick it up. She took the ball in her hands and ran home. She didn't even look at the frog. The frog called after the princess.
"Wait! Take me with you! I can't run fast!"
The princess didn't stop. She didn't want to hear any other words. In the evening, the king, the queen, and the princess sat at the dinner table. The princess didn't tell her family about the frog. When they started to eat, they heard a knock on the door. A strange voice said,
"Open the door, princess!"
The princess ran to the door and opened it. When she saw the frog, she got furious. She shut the door and came back to her seat. The king asked,
"Who is that?"
"An ugly frog wants to come in," answered the princess.
The frog knocked on the door again. He said,
"Open the door, princess! You've told me that we can be friends."
The princess told her father all about the story. The king thought for a while and then said,
"A promise is a promise, and you must keep it. Go and let him in."
The princess went to the door again and let the frog in. The frog hopped and stopped next to the dinner table.
"Thank you, my king," he said.
Then he jumped onto the table and looked at the princess.
"I'm very hungry. Give me your plate, please. We can share your food," he said.
There was a smile on his face. The princess put her plate in front of the frog. When the frog ate all the food, he said,
"I'm very tired. Let's go to your bedroom. I want to sleep on your bed now."
The princess didn't want the frog in her bedroom.
But the king said, "He is your friend, and he helped you. You must help him too."
The princess took the frog to her bedroom. She put him on the bed. The frog jumped on the soft pillow and fell asleep. In the morning, the princess woke up and saw the frog on her bed.
"Hello, little frog," she said. "You ate and slept in the castle. You can go now."
The frog was very sad. There were tears in his eyes. The princess was surprised.
"What is the problem?" she asked.
"I want to be your friend, but you don't want me,"
he cried.
"I haven't got any friends."
The princess felt bad. "Okay," she said, "you are my friend." This time, she really wanted to be friends with the frog. The princess hugged the frog. Then, a bright light filled the room. The frog turned into a handsome young man. The princess was very surprised.
Are you a prince?"
she asked him with a startled expression on her face.
"Yes, I am," answered the prince.
He told her about a cruel witch long ago casting a spell on him and turning him into a frog.
"But that's all over now. You let me eat from your own plate and sleep on your pillow," said the prince. "You're a real friend, and you love me, so I'm a prince again."
The prince and the princess became very good friends, and they spent all their time together. After some time, they got married. They had 2 children, and they lived happily ever after in the castle.